With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Farming is not always about the staples of our diet, like corn, potatoes, and wheat. There are all kinds of farms, and we'd like to take this opportunity to remind you to support your local Christmas tree farm this time of year. Business has been brisk since lots and farms started opening the week of Thanksgiving. If you do buy a fresh-cut tree, you should look it over before you bring it inside. That's the advice from Fred Strathmeyer, who says there are all kinds of different pests that could be living on your Christmas tree.
For years, the industry has been dealing with pests from gypsy moth to various different spiders and what have you. So this is just kind of another moment where we get an opportunity to make and create more awareness to the public as they choose their tree and before they take it inside, is to take a moment, inspect the tree, and, you know, for anything. And it could be something as simple as a bird's nest that might inadvertently have a mouse in it, type of thing.
Traditionally, the first weekend in December has drawn the most people to tree farms, but in the last 2 years, the Friday and Saturday following Thanksgiving have started gaining popularity. And not all tree farms are having a good year. In Nova Scotia, for example, a heavy spring frost had an effect on Christmas tree farms. That freeze, which took place back on June 4th, resulted in about a 40% reduction in usable crop. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington on the Ag Information Network of the West.